Malcolm Rabeau is a transgender man from Illinois who's been traveling around the U.S. for the past 9 months, helping trans men connect with one another. When his journey started, he just wanted to meet some of his many social media followers. He soon realized his network could support people as they go through gender transition and increase the visibility of the trans community. Now he's in Alaska, his 49th state. Rabeau says on one of his first meetings with an Instagram follower, he found out something unexpected.
I met someone who I found hadn't ever met another trans guy. And that was crazy to me because my reality back in Chicago was that I hung out with guys all the time. Like every weekend I would go to the city and just kind of hang out with people and be able to just have that camaraderie and that support. And during the week, I didn't have like other guys that I really hung out with because I didn't live in the city. So I felt really isolated and alone during the week. So the thought of this guy who had never even met another trans guy and he had just started his medical transition a week prior made me feel like he must feel the same way I felt, or even just a whole nother degree, you know, of isolation all the time. And I met another guy the next day who was only half an hour away and neither of them knew of each other. And it just kind of started to click that like, hey, these guys have similarities with one another. They don't know they're the guys. I started posting pictures of them online. And with my following, like people were seeing them and like it was starting to spread visibility for our community in and out of our community. And people were starting to like kind of comment on the pictures and be like, hey, I didn't know you lived here. And just gradually over time, I started realizing that it was a way to connect people. So I started bringing groups of guys together and then seeing them connect in person. And that was where it really clicked. And I was just like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I'm supposed to be connecting these guys with one another and like helping show that we're all over the place, you know?
Why is it important to build connections between people going through transition?
Some of the experiences that we go through are just so specific to being trans masculine, you know? And there are things that you can't really talk about with just anybody and have them understand. So having that support of someone who really, really understands and is going through the same thing is just, it's just huge.
Malcolm, how do you think your efforts have changed the larger community's thoughts and ideas about being transgender? What kind of effects are you seeing from your travels?
I think it's helping to normalize, quote unquote, what transgender really is. I think a lot of people don't know what it is and they have this fear of this unknown. So I feel like it's helping people to realize that we're human, you know, we're just other people, we're just people.
In Anchorage, the city is reviewing a ballot measure that would require people to only use the bathroom that corresponds with the biological sex that's on their birth certificate. You've traveled through states that have proposed similar laws. In your opinion, what would the effect of such a law be?
It's dangerous, especially for trans women. For them to be in a restroom with men, there's a lot of violence that can happen in that situation. And for trans men to be in the women's room, that could cause fear in, you know, women's. It's dangerous.
Malcolm, what advice would you give to other people who are going through a gender transition? What do you say to them?
My biggest piece of advice has always been to be patient. Patient with yourself and with others. When you're coming out to others, try to be patient with their level of understanding and kind of try to be open with how you feel and your feelings about it and give them time to come to understand it, you know, and patient with yourself as well with all the different steps that you may plan to go through. Not everybody goes through all different types of steps that people think, you know. Not everybody has surgery. Not everybody goes on hormones. Not, you know, some people may socially transition. Some may not. Be patient too with the steps that it can take to get your name changed and to get on hormones and to have surgeries. And there's a lot of hoops that we have to jump through, and that can be really difficult and really trying. But in the long run, it's going to be worth it.
Rabeau plans to return to Alaska and host meetups. You can follow his travels on Gorilla Shrimp on Instagram.